Hello everyone, and today I thought I'd give my channel members a bonus video and show you my chart. So these numbers ahead of you now are the six numbers, and I'm going to talk about the karmic and my karmic intensifiers as well and my karmic numbers, but these are the numbers of my chart. So I thought I'd do a video to show my subscribers who it is that's doing all these videos for you. And it's a good thing for me to run through all the numbers of my chart and to maybe inspire myself on a few things that I might be forgetting or not spending enough time on. And it is a good thing to do, to really think and run through your chart, look at what you're here to achieve. How am I walking that path? How am I using my talents and my passion and my developing talents and even my personality, my front to the world? How are those helping with my purpose or not helping with my purpose? So what I'm going to do now is show you my chart, the chart of Katie Louise Ewers. So my most important number is that seven, here to walk a spiritual path, which I've always been into since young, and that's going to be my soul urge, but we'll get to that. So all the elements of my seven, there's going to be some elements I struggle with more than others, simply because of the other numbers in my chart, and I can see where my struggles are. And it's good to remind myself of those struggles. Even though I'm a numerologist, I do it every day, I'm so focused on doing everyone else's numbers that sometimes I just don't focus enough on my own. So, and you know, not only will this help me, but I'm hoping it will help you get to know me a little bit more. So I'm here to develop total connection and faith in my intuitive wisdom, to walk a spiritual path. But I am prone to getting a bit close and not balancing worldly truths with my intuition enough, overthinking, overanalyzing situations. So many times I've second-guessed my intuition. I've had an intuitive voice, and then I've sat there, thought about it logically, and literally talked myself out of things. And that's just something that I need to develop through my path and feel that I am walking that path towards going, nope, my intuition says that. That's where I'm going. Because it might not give me the results that I expect, but there's a reason why my intuitive voice within, or my gut feelings, my gut reactions, or, you know, even the voice of my guides and my inner voice is telling me to go down a certain path or do a certain task. I'm here to learn to actually follow that over what my logical mind might say. Actually, it's more of a balance of the two. But because I overthink, I need to bring in more of the intuition and look at the world and filter it through my intuition more. Okay. I'm here to trust that the universe exists in perfect balance for our experience and learning, that, you know, the world is not against me, it's a balance of light and dark. Whereas years before, I was really into conspiracy theories and, you know, all that did, you know, it's truth seeking, and there's probably a lot of truth to conspiracy theories, but it did promote a lot of fear. And fear's not what I want to promote. We need to be thinking about change, not discussing and telling everyone what's going to happen from the powers that be or what might happen from the powers that be. Let's just focus on moving forward and bringing more light into the world. But the thing is with that even, the world is here to be a learning place. So if we only teach people the light, if our souls only experience one half of the polarity, then we're not really learning in full. In other words, we've got to experience the dark that the world has to offer as much as the light. So it's about understanding that sometimes bad things will happen, but we need to start seeing this as an opportunity to develop. If you make a mistake, it's not something to put yourself down for and beat yourself up for. It's something that you go, okay, What happened there? What can I learn from this? How can I take this forward and be stronger from this? That's really important for a seven. And I really feel that as much as sometimes I go, oh, about the world, I still try and keep that core belief that, do you know what? These things are going to happen, and it's how we learn and develop from that and how we become stronger from that. But of course, I might mistrust myself sometimes and, you know, sometimes revert to, because I'm quite anti-authority, so I can revert to bloody and go on about the government and how all they want is our money. But that's my karmic eight, that is. And of course, when you mix my karmic eight with a prone to be mistrustful of the world, you get those sort of opinions that I've really got a stamp on. Mistrust in the world, especially mistrust in authority, which is something that I need to get past. I'm here to prioritize my inner development, self-discovery, spiritual development, to be a researcher, a thinker, a studier of theories. Now, I love this because it's my soul urge, basically. I'm a 167 soul urge, so I've always been into self-discovery, spiritual development. I used to lay in bed as a child and think, well, if all this stuff in my room was gone, I'd still be me. I'd still have my mum and dad. I was quite a deep thinker from a young age. Gobby and rebellious, but I was a deep thinker from a young age. And I was always really interested in understanding why we're here, what people's talents were. If one of my friends showed a talent in something, it fascinated me. And I was always interested in that kind of thing. And of course, my dad introduced me to numerology around, 13. Yeah, because we'd just moved to our new place. So it was around about 13 years old. And of course, I drank that in and I was obsessed from that moment on. And the obsession with numerology is going to come from my 145 expression number, which can get over-focused and over-obsessed. But do you know what? I love it. And just sometimes I need to balance and make sure I'm giving my family time. Anyway, I'm bouncing around here because it's my numbers, you see. I'm probably going to go on a bit more. I'm here to balance, as I said earlier, the logic of the world. I'm not here to block out the world. I'm not here to go totally spiritual. I'm not here to block out the world or go totally worldly. I'm here to balance the two. So looking at the world, experiencing the world, my relationships, my theories, my research, my day-to-day activities, and spend some time thinking about those experiences and filter the logic of the world through my intuitive wisdom, which helps me to understand the world on a spiritual level and balance all the stuff I hear in the world. I mean, I don't watch the news because as a seven, I just smell the rubbish. So I don't watch the news. I'm not really up to date with current affairs. And that's the only thing I really block out, because it begins to annoy me when I see so many lies and I feel the agenda underneath. But, you know, there's a lot of about me as a seven when you come to that. But yes, I do take my experiences and definitely my research, which I love as a seven, and use that to ask my intuition what's right, what's wrong, what's, you know, what's worth pursuing and what maybe not worth pursuing, who's out for my best interests and who maybe not. But of course, you know, throughout my life, I have subordinated the intuition for overthinking, allowing my chimp ego brain in to overthink and tell myself why I shouldn't do that. I was also and always have been really interested in loads of different subjects, and my five expression won't help that. Certainly in the early years before I focused on my mastery, I was looking at the world with the eyes of a child. So I've got the seven life path saying that I struggled to focus on one subject. And in the early years of the expression five, I'm adventurous and I'm looking at everything. So that element would at first would have been accentuated. And I loved loads of different subjects in numerology, and I wasn't focusing enough on the one I loved the most, which is numerology. But of course, over time, I've developed that focus, which is literally almost obsessive, but you know, and I do need to find my balance a little bit more there and not be so obsessive about numerology all the time. You see, I'm a five, I'm easily bored and the telly bores me, and if I'm at home, even in my leisure time, I can pick up my laptop and do more numerology stuff, which is where I need to find that balance. But at first I did struggle to focus on one theory or topic. I was so interested in so many esoteric subjects that I did find it hard to focus and develop anything at first. But I was really helped by my expression 145, which gave me the ability to find my mastery, to look at the world with the eyes of a child, with the eyes to find my mastery and focus on it, which I'm doing, thank goodness. I'm walking my path, obviously not everywhere, but I'm walking my path. So before I go on to my 11 birthday, because it's only 10% of my focus, I'm focusing on the 7. Okay, so I'm looking at the tasks to achieve over here. Actually, maybe not. Yeah, let's go to the social tasks to achieve for the 7, because I want the 7 to be first. So I'm here to be a free thinker. So not the sort of person that gets embroiled in popular culture and, like, you know, let's all watch the same thing on a Saturday night, let's all wear the same fashionable clothes, or let's believe the same things in popular culture. I'm not here to get embroiled in the world, in popular culture, in how things go in the world, because then that would stop me from looking beyond the veil and looking at my intuition and, you know, looking at things that maybe other people don't, which is what a 7 is here to do. 7s are here to look beyond the veil. That's why 7s can get a bit conspiracy theory. But you've got to remember, as a 7, don't promote fear. What we've got to do is, maybe the world might be this way, maybe the world is throwing chemtrails across the sky, but if you just tell people that, you're just promoting fear, because they have no action plan to save themselves from that. So it's more about, okay, let's try and make the world more light. Let's bring more spiritual essence to the world to help maybe dilute this apparent anger or issue towards the people of the world, like we're all going to die, which I think is a little bit overblown. There is some truth in conspiracy theories, as I said, but we don't want to live in fear because of that. Anyway, I keep changing focus. So I'm here to be a free thinker. I'm here to think, well, you might all like that, but, you know, what else is there? Do I need to look at the reason, the agenda behind that? That's interesting. And, you know, maybe look at things a bit deeper, look at things that maybe the paradigm doesn't really want me to listen to. And when I say paradigm, I mean the system, the world, the government, and all the social status quo that we have imposed upon us. But I could sway between the two. I mean, there's time where I felt like completely disconnecting from the world and, you know, and dreamed about going and living up a tree on my own in Burma or something, because I've just not wanted to be in the world at all. And that's not a healthy way to be, you know. I've got to still experience the world, but then look for truths that can help me in life and help bring me some kind of inner peace. You know, I am a spiritual soul here to experience. And, you know, the things that happen in the world, it's the way I deal with it and how I come through it that matters. And it's the same for all of us. So I'm not here to follow the crowd. I'm here to look beyond the veil a bit and look at the truths that might be hidden just beyond that veil, and not be disconnected from the masses. Or, you know, or some sevens can completely delve themselves into popular culture and not really, you know, use their sevenness. And it depends on their soul urge and other numbers on how much that happens within them. But, you know, sevens are here not to just look at what other people look at. They tend to look at alternative news, or, you know, things about the paranormal, or, you know, things that the paradigm says is poppycock, the 7 will look into. The 7s are here. I'm here to be interdependent as well, because 7s can be really over independent. And I showed a strong independence from childhood. You know, I did everything myself. I wanted to do everything myself, which is good when you're a young child. And it impressed my teachers and even my preschool teachers, apparently, according to my mum. But I was very independent, liked to do everything myself. But the thing is with that is I can get too independent and like think that I can do everything myself when clearly I cannot. So I'm getting better over time at like being a bit more interdependent and maybe asking for help a bit more and not thinking I can do everything alone. I still do prefer to do my work alone. I love to do my videos when I'm on my own. I love to create my videos and do my PowerPoints when I'm on my own. And I won't tend to do it if there's people buzzing around me. And as much as I love people and I love talking to people, when I'm working, I do prefer to work alone. But I make sure that I don't push people away too much, which I kind of did a little as a child. But I'm getting better. The emotional, whoa. You see, I'm an emotional girl, and this is probably the element of my life path that I've struggled with the most, emotions, because I'm an empath. So I feel other people. I feel the emotion of a room, and you know, I only have to see a cat that's injured or an animal that's hurt or a child getting upset or getting hurt, or I just can't look at it, I cry, and I just get my emotions can be a bit oversensitive. And of course, you know, I have been known, I'm a five expressions, so I can kick off. You know, I don't do it very often, but as a child, I was good at getting myself in trouble from over emotions and kicking off at people. Oh dear. And you know, in secondary school, that's sort of from 11 years on to leaving school, I did come across to a lot of people as quite aloof, and I did sort of hold my emotions back. And I remember doing that, and it was something that made other people sort of, you know, it didn't help my relationships to hold that aloof sort of. I almost feel that frown again that I used to sit behind when I was a teenager. Not something that I do anymore. Thank God I'm using my social abilities better. But of course, remember, our lives is all a journey. It's all a journey of development. I'm here to balance my alone and social time. But my other numbers help me with that. I'm a karmic intensifier 2 and 3. So I have those two, the 2 and the 3 is very social numbers. My expression number is a 5, which is very social and communicative. So I have other numbers in my chart that help me to balance my alone and social time. But I do really love to have that time by myself. And if I've spent the day with loads of people, I like to come away from people, even if it's only for a short period of time, to decompress and be on my own. So the tendency to isolate myself beyond what is healthy is normally when I'm feeling at my lowest, really. And, you know, since I've really delved strongly into numerology, from teenage onwards, really, I've been better with my inner health. You know, I tend not to isolate myself so much, and I do feel better in myself than I did as a child, I must admit. But we got to look at that 11 as well, because it's my birthday number. So it's like a major sub lesson, and it's something that I've got to really, you know, take a note of. It's like, be a 347, which we'll get to the 34, be a 347, but bring elements of that 2911 in as well. So develop that daily connection with source energy. I find that quite difficult as a bouncy 5, because I always want to do stuff and research things. And, you know, so sitting and creating that spiritual daily connection, taking that time to meditate, is something that I need to do but don't always do. And it's because of the other numbers in my chart. But it is something that I am developing. And I've spent some time recently developing my psychic skills that we all have, psychic skills, mediumship skills. And I want to use that within my numerology in some way to help people even more where I can. But it's a developing ability. Okay. So channeling ideas, channeling messages for people to help support where they might be struggling. But that's a developing thing for me as part of my life path. And of course, I do have that tendency to avoid all spirituality. And as a child, at times, maybe I did. And disregarding messages and ideas because you sort of think, oh, well, that will never come to anything. And yeah, I did have elements of that, but my sevenness helped me not to avoid spirituality for too long. And I even looked into religions, you know, while I was exploring. I looked into Christianity. I looked into Pentecostal Christianity. I even looked at the Catholic Church. It was all part of my journey as a Soul Urge 7 with a Life Path 7 to look into all these spiritual avenues and assess them internally for their truth. As an 11 birthday number, if it was my life path, this would be more intense. But because it's just my birthday number, I have a certain amount, and I do feel it, of intense energy hitting me daily, which if I don't focus into daily action, can cause me to get overwhelmed and actually bring my emotional health down. It causes energetic overwhelm because I'm not managing my energy. I'm just letting it overwhelm me. I'm not prone to anxiety and nervous tension, but if I'm not managing my energy, and I know I'm not, and I'm not manifesting energy in certain directions, I do feel that anxiety and that overwhelm, and then feel, you know, I'm just not going to do anything. I'm just going to do nothing. But I'm getting better at that. And my 145 expression helps me there because it helps bring me some focus. You see how the numbers all blend together. So I'm here to learn to nurture any messages and ideas and progress them. And at first in my young life, I wasn't so good at taking ideas and moving them forward. You know, I had this, oh, I'll never be able to do it, or, you know, I'll get it wrong. You know, the ego voice was quite strong and I wasn't really taking things forward. In fact, I was studying numerology on my own in isolation and not really telling anyone else about it. I honed my skill during that time, but it wasn't something that I shared with others. Any ideas that I had when I read numerology and thought, well, I'd like to change this, I'd like to bring some more of this in, I still didn't really tell anyone else or build a team or try and build any social support or even plan a way forward. Not at first anyway, it was later in life that I started to walk the path that I'm on now. And started to plan and progress and try and take my sevenness forward. So I'm here to learn to take any ideas that I have, any messages that I channel, and progress them, express them, plan for them if I need to, and get them expressed and manifested in the world. And I'm here to learn to confidently express my uniqueness and my unique world-changing message. Now I feel more confident to do that, but when I was in my first pinnacle of life, I was in a challenge one, and I really felt that it was my confidence really held me down. Especially in my first pinnacle, all the way up to 29 years old. And it was something that held me back quite a lot. But thankfully, over time, I've developed sort of a balanced confidence. Thankfully, not an overconfidence. And not any crippling underconfidence like I used to have, quite a lot of that. Craving validation. I was worried about how people might respond to my passion and what I expressed on YouTube. And it was something that held me back for ages, until one day I thought, no, just do it. Post a video and go and hide under a rock or something and wait and see what people say. And of course, it was amazing, because numerology is amazing, and, you know, people really took in the wisdom. So that's something else that I've managed to get past. Remember, we look at all these elements and we achieve them at different levels. The emotional one I'm still struggling with, you know, the daily spiritual connection, you know, but there's some other things that I'm better at and that I'm more passionate about doing than others. And of course, that's the other numbers in my chart that do that. I love to manifest. I'm here to learn to manifest my unique ideas in reality and not run away from them, like I just said, and hide under a rock. To be braver, to take my ideas and any wisdom that I feel intuitively is good for people around me and take those risks, make those courageous decisions and do those videos and hope that people are helped and inspired by those videos and not be too fearful or underconfident like I used to be. And having, you know, I've had many unrealistic ideas. You know, I do dream of the utopian world where people are schooled in line with their life path and not rewarded, but you know, they are allowed to use their natural expression talents and people are developing in line with their own personal evolution. But that's unrealistic because there's always a control system with an agenda that want to direct our lives in a certain way. So as an 11, I do love to channel those utopian, you know, unfeasible ideas really about a world and how it might be if we were schooled in the way of our own life purpose, blah. But of course, I know there's no point trying to progress that because it's such, you know, the world isn't meant to be like that. You know, it's meant to be how it is. It's perfectly imperfect, just the way it is to give us the experience that we have. But it's definitely something that I would think about writing a book on. But I know there's other people doing the same thing. So, you know, I don't know about that. I'm here to learn to be a doer. But as a 7, the 7 tells me to be a thinker. And an analyzer and a researcher, and that's what I do love. But I've also got to bring in an element of action to that, and I didn't for years. You know, I only started my channel a few years ago, and you know, I started by expressing my wisdom to my mum, who then put me on a pedestal, but that's another story. So I thought I need to take action and maybe talk to more people about what I do and not procrastinate and not be lazy and, you know, not lack motivation or let my low confidence take over me. I need to be determined to get my new message out there, because reading numerology for so many years, you think, well, there's certain elements of numerology that no author's talked about and that I want to progress forward. And that was blending the numbers. You know, many things in numerology was, this is your life path, this is your expression. And I'm like, well, you're not telling people how to use these numbers. So I think that's where my 11 comes in, where I'm bringing that, let's bring the big picture in, show people these are your challenges, these are your talents, what you're going to do about it kind of thing. Get things done as well. I was quite chaotic. I'm a 5. Uncommitted, very forgetful. Oh yeah. And I can be overly dependable, take on too much work, but my 5-ness makes me a little bit more uncommitted and unforgetful, because the 5 is more focused on their own ideas and communicating their own ideas, and the 5 is more of a selfish number. Now that's not a bad thing, we need the selfish numbers. You know, 1, 3, 5, 7 are the more numbers where it's more about you developing your own creativity or innovation or your inner self. And then you've got the service numbers, which you're like, you're 2, you're 6, you know, you're 11, and the other master numbers. So we've got to have a balance of the two, and we will experience all the life paths as we go on through life. So socially for the 11, I've got a really, you know, my 7 says be intuitive, balance your intuition with the world. And then the 11 says trust your intuition as well. So there's double the need to trust my intuition, that I don't need validation from others, even though, of course, there's going to be some elements of me like craving that kind of validation from others. To be happy to shake and challenge others' comfort zones with courage. Well, I like putting out my videos and inspiring people with new ideas and new wisdom. But, you know, I'm not the sort of person that really is out there to gain dissension. I just want to show people a new road. And I'm not really down with creating conflict unless it's something that it will bring positivity in the long run, but not really. It's not something I enjoy. So I've got to be learned to be interdependent. You see, that's double. My life path 7 says interdependent, interdependence. And then my 11 says interdependence. So I've got double the need to make sure that I'm being interdependent and that I'm bringing others in my home support, my social life, my leisure time, but also in my work time. Excuse me. So I need to have also boundaries. Now, and that's to stop me as an 11 doing too much for others. But, you know, I'm quite good there because I kind of have natural boundaries, because the 7 is about pushes me to develop myself, my inner self. And the 5, as I said, is quite a self-driven, self-motivated, self-pushing number. So that gives me the extra numbers in my chart and my life path tendencies actually give me natural boundaries where I know, okay, I need to focus on me now. And I do feel that when it comes to boundaries, I don't overstep the mark or do too much for others. I have that. And there's an element of shape shifting to please, but that's just in the little things, you know, it's like, oh, go on then kind of thing, you know, little things that don't matter. But I feel that I don't lose myself and I don't really neglect my own needs as well. But that is something that if you're a pure 11, you might focus, struggle with more. But that, you know, it could be a potential struggle for me, and it might be the more I develop myself, it might be something that I need to keep an eye on. But at the minute, my 7 inner focus and my 5 self focus and expression gives me those natural boundaries to help me with that element of my 11 and stops me from doing too much or, you know, not having the boundaries that I need. I'm here to be supportive, perceptive, and an empathetic leader, firm when needed, fair when needed. Well, I run my own business and my other work is like with children with special educational needs. So I do have to have this sort of supportive leadership situation about me. And I do believe that the job I'm doing part-time at the moment and looking to stop doing at some point and do numerology like totally is something that I'm developing. So this supportive kind of almost parental leadership where you're nurturing people forward rather than, you know, trying to be this do as you're told, sit down, because you can't be like that in my line of work. You know, these children need to be nurtured forward and given firm but fair, calm leadership. And I feel that I'm developing that as part of my 11 in order to use for my 7-ness. It's not being used for my 7-ness enough yet, but it's something that I'm working towards, okay? I was an uninterested leader. 7s aren't really down with leadership, so it's not something that I've ever really focused on. I didn't want to be a leader. My 7 doesn't push me to be a leader. And of course, there was still an element of lack of confidence about asserting leadership, but it is something that, of course, I'm developing over time, and I will eventually filter the leadership, the supported leadership, more through my 7 life path. I'm here to be responsible to others. Now, this is difficult for me as a 7 because I'm all about my inner self and my expression number is all about my own expression and my own communication and my own learning, and my soul urge is a 7. So being responsible to others is not something I've ever found easy, but it's, again, something I've developed, especially since I had my children. Again, these are all, it's not just about having children. It's not all just about love. It's about other elements. It's about learning to be responsible for someone else and someone else's well-being. This is all life learning that is important for me to develop as a birthday 11. It's not the most important because my 7 comes first, but, you know, I've got to learn an element of responsibility with what I do and what I say and work with others and not be badly behaved like I used to be, just disruptive, uncooperative, and not because I felt taken advantage of, but because I was a 5 and I felt quite rebellious and even then didn't like authority. But I've had to develop that responsibility for others because my other numbers didn't really support it. Social skills, oh yeah, I'm a 5 expression, I'm a 3 karmic intensifier. So that means in previous lives, I've developed the 2 and the 3, which are the social numbers. The 2 draws people close. The 3 talks to the masses and likes to be the center of attention. Oh, trust me, I was a gobby kid. So the social skills that I was here to develop, you know, it was up and down. You know, you have conflicts and issues with your social skills growing up. But again, that's all part of your learning. So the social skills element I've found easier to develop over time. The tactful mediator, I would say the job I do now with the young people helps me to sit down and think, okay, what's the beef of a pair of you? Let's listen to each other's side of the story and see if we can come to a resolution and maybe even get them to say sorry to each other at the end. But again, this is something I'm developing because I'm more about my inner focus than helping others to achieve, to reconcile their conflict. But there's a reason why I work with young people, and these little supportive leadership elements have been put in my path, and it's something that I'm very conscious of developing. Because even though if you're doing a job that you feel isn't in line with your life path, that doesn't mean you're not learning the little elements that you need that are transferable when you do start walking your path more specifically. Like if you're here to be a spiritual leader and all your life you've worked as a manager and a leader of people, you've been honing the skills you need to walk that path. Everything's connected. We do everything for a reason. Even the jobs that we do that we don't think are connected, you'll find that they have been developing the elements that you need to help you walk your path. But I mustn't be disruptive, uncooperative, oversensitive, which I used to be, easily overwhelmed and excitable at times. And, you know, I've never struggled to maintain the relationship, which is surprising because of my numbers. But I did have a lot of internal struggle with that and you know, letting go of, you know, my own inner self and sharing my life with a partner wasn't an easy thing to do. And it was a bit of a struggle for me, but it was more internal and I didn't make a big show of it. So I was able to sort of get through that, thankfully. But I still find it, you know, it's not something that I'll ever find easy. But so those are the elements of just my 7 and my 11. But I'm a 3, 4, 7 specifically. This number is the most important number to focus on. Even before my 11 is the 7, but I'm here to be a 3, 4, 7. So my significant sub-lesson is that 4. So I've got to achieve stability, security and safety using my 7-ness. So what I'm doing is I'm developing, want to develop my financial security, my emotional security, my mental security, everything that makes me feel safe, and use that as a 7. So, you know, as a 7, I've got to create security as a 7. Use my 7-ness to feel safe, to feel stable, to feel secure. Use my trust in my soul to build my finances. Use the trust in my soul and my spirituality to feel stable and safe and secure emotionally and mentally, you know, and basically feel safe and secure because I know I'm a spiritual being, and create my tangible security from me being a spiritual being, which is the development I'm feeling of my business and, of course, my emotional health and my mental health, using my 7 wisdom. And that's the path I'm walking using the 4. It's like using the practicalities of the world to help my 7, and then using my spiritual 7 to help me with the practicalities of the world. And, you know, that's primarily the specific focus of my life path. So I'm here as a 3, 4, 7. Oh, I mentioned that 3. Of course, I've also got to then inspire, inform and delight audiences with my 7 wisdom, which is what I'm doing now and really overrunning. This video is going to be nearly an hour and a half long the way I'm going. But I'm a life path 347, so primarily I'm here to be a 7, to trust the soul within me, and in the process of my life, to understand why the world's like it is, so that I feel safe enough to open up and share my inner wisdom with the world, trusting my intuition and not just my analytical mind, bringing a balance to the two. But then my intuition in the 7 and my spirituality then should influence my goals in the 4, to create a plan and a meticulous process and an organized, determined work ethic to achieve them, to get my 4. So develop my 7 in order to create security in every way, shape or form, and then execute my plan, which I took a while to do, with positive, heartfelt, emotional expression. And I've got loads of that because I just love what I do. So I have the potential as a 347 to lack self-trust, and that was true, to overthink everything and ignore my heart's wisdom, isolate myself because of lack of trust, trust in others not to hurt me or ridicule me. That was a very much a childhood thing. That's what pushed my aloof front, really. I could be directionless, and yeah, I was really scattered. I was studying so many subjects, I couldn't really focus on one, even though I knew numerology was my love. It took me quite a while to find that focus and really nail it down. Disorganized, oh yeah. Emotionally unstable at times, you know, cry easy, laugh easy, shout, get upset easy. Oh, I've developed that over time. So to be at my very best, I've got to trust my soul's intuition and my inner knowledge, and make sure my decisions are led by my heart and my intuition and my soul within me, and know that my soul already knows what's best, and to follow my soul, to have a clear plan for that, clear goals for my stability and security, and then follow that plan meticulously, which I've been really focusing on doing with perseverance to achieve my own stability and security. Now, my 145 expressions really help me with that, and express myself to others with emotional skill as much as I can to delight, teach and inspire, which is what I love to do. And I'm hoping that I'm developing that as well. But I'm in expression 5. So now I've talked about what my path is. I'm here to develop my inner self and then express that in the 11 to the world, to a wider audience, show my wisdom through the 7, through numerology to the world, and maybe innovate a little bit in numerology and do some things and push some elements of numerology forward that nobody else has. And that for me is the number blending. The numbers have got to be blended thoroughly. You can't just look at them all in isolation. They need to be blended. And that's where I'm feeling that I'm really pushing my 11 innovation in. But I'm here. I have a talent in the expression number 5, and it doesn't always serve me because it makes me too gobby and rebellious at times, but it means that I'm a good communicator. I was good at English at school. I've always had a big mouth on me. I'm always up for communicating. As you can see, I can talk to audiences. I'm definitely adventurous. I love to travel, do new things, go walking in the abyss, paranormal investigation. Oh, love it. And I'm very on being fearless. And you know, if everybody's going to run away from the ghostie, I'm going to try and press on. You know, I'm the sort of person that likes to be fearless, and change isn't an issue for me. It's something that I take in my stride, and I think this all comes from my what's in my toolbox, and that's my expression number 5. So I'm here to have faith in my immortal soul, to know that I'm a spiritual being, trust the soul within me, follow my intuition without overthinking and taking too much account of the world, to listen and follow my inner voice so that I feel safe enough to communicate my soul's wisdom without fear of ridicule, which was in my early life. But my 5 energy, it assists me with my inner intuition, really, because it's a learning number. I've always been really passionate and interested and good at learning. But the 5 is also very much about friends and the senses and experiencing everything in the world, which I very much relate to. Things must taste good, smell good, look pretty, feel great. And it you know, you're very, as a five, you can be too focused on the world, and I'm here to be a seven. So it can distract me from my spiritual path. And that links into my not spending enough time sitting, meditating and staying quiet, you know, and not talking to my guides enough and that sort of thing. You can see how all my numbers blend to bring me abilities in some areas and weaknesses in others. So I've got to turn my attention inward more and go quiet and communicate with my inner voice more and my guides more. And that is something that I'm still developing. I'm here to trust that the world is not against me, you know, that it's everything existing in perfect balance, a knowledge library of all experience, and we must experience it all to learn and evolve. So I might struggle to trust the world and the people within it at times, but my five energy loves to experience anything anyway. So it's that love of variety. So I'm scared of certain things or was scared of certain things, but my love of variety overtook that. And, you know, I'm here to learn by my experiences anyway. So I was very experience driven, and there's no reason why I can't use my experience to filter through my intuition and understanding of the world. But very much about varied experience, very fearless. I've always been quite fearless. I was voted most daring at school. I just seemed to have this fearless streak, and there wasn't much I wouldn't do. And it was quite exhilarating for me, but it got me in trouble too. So, you know, you've got to balance those situations in your life and be more intuitive about them. But as a child, I was not. So bad world experiences could entrench a five and exacerbate the mistrust of the world. And there has been times where I've gone through experiences and I've gone, yeah, see, the world is blah, blah. The world is like that. You know, I just want to go and fly away on a spaceship and get the hell out of here. I hate this world. But of course, you know, that kind of mindset didn't help me at all. And I had to get past, you know, feeling entrenched in the mistrust of the world and understand that that just promotes fear. And we've just got to look at the solution, not the problem. So to support my life path five, I've got to learn by experience, use my five to help me with that. Realize that experience, both positive and negative, plus both light and dark, are lessons for my development as a seven. And I should look back on any experience I have, especially things that I react strongly emotionally to, or things that make me think, you know, and developing myself, you know, and learn to trust my intuition and, you know, trusting my intuition to assist my ability to assess the truths in real time, not just creating fear, but assessing the truths that I can use to inspire others rather than bring fear. Look at the truths and the untruths so you know when to trust and when not to trust, and what like truth to look into, but not seeing as something that is terrible or horrific. Look at these people, they want to hurt us, blah, blah, blah. But there's also people that don't want to hurt you, that actually are out for your, you know, that want good things to happen for you. So the world isn't against you. It's a cosmic library of knowledge and experience. And we need to experience both the light and the dark. And I remember feeling snippets of this as a young child, thinking, you know, maybe we are here to just learn by our experiences. But then I pushed that aside and got on with my childhood life. And that is something that was a wisdom that was thrown down to me that I pushed aside for quite a while. So, you know, when things go wrong, when you look at the world and it seems dark, just think, well, the world is just as light and you're here to experience both. Otherwise, your learning would be incomplete. Trust your intuition, look at the world and assess it for truth, and then filter it through your intuition and understand, yeah, there's darkness. Yeah, there's light. There's both. The world is not just darkness, but sometimes we can feel that, especially when we watch the news. Sevens should not watch the news. So my focus should be my inner development rather than outer success. It's not about me being successful in the world. It's about how that develops me internally. And that's what's most important. My own self-discovery and my own spiritual wisdom, meditation, I love nature, but I don't spend enough time communing in nature. I just don't. So I need to focus on my inner development. However, again, the five and the five in me pushes me, and the karmic two and three pushes me towards other people more than internal, and makes me more about outer experience and socializing and communicating, and, you know, my having a busy, energetic mind that struggles to be quiet and struggles to have that inner time for meditation and development. So I struggled at first, and still do to a certain extent, to struggle my mind, but I'm developing it. So I got to support my life path seven by focusing on my inner energy, my inner development. Take time out in nature to meditate, to try and create that balance, and focus more than anything on my own wisdom and my own development. And I do feel that my teaching of wisdom to others really develops me as well, and it reminds me of certain elements that I might forget about. But as well, it sometimes takes me away from my inner development, because I focus on everyone else's numbers and not my own. So again, I've got to find balance there. So I'm here to learn to be a thinker of the metaphysical, the big questions, why am I here? You know, but I was like that from childhood. I always wondered why we were here, and, you know, was always, you know, wanting to read books in childhood and learn and analyze theories. And, you know, the internet over time, you know, obviously in later life, has been a great source of information, as well as a source of untruth as well. There's a lot on the internet that is a complete load of rubbish. But obviously there's also people share some great wisdom on there. So it's just running the wisdom through my intuitive wisdom. You know, even the numerologists that I learned from many years and still learn from, there are certain elements of what they do that I don't follow because I don't feel it's intuitively my path, and some elements that I do follow. So always, whatever I'm looking at as a seven, I'm always thinking what parts of it are useful for me intuitively and which ones aren't. So I'm here to support my spiritual path by focusing and learning on spiritual development subjects. Now, I've just thought, I'm a bit worried, I've been using the wrong camera. So, oh dear, I hope this hasn't given me a bad sound quality. Let's just change that. Hopefully that's changed the sound quality. I'm really sorry about that. I forgot to switch to my Spangly. I've done 50 minutes of video on my old microphone, so I hope that's come through and not been too unclear. So, support my path by focusing on spiritual self-discovery subjects, and only advocate the wisdom that agrees with my inner soul. I very much do that with numerology, and even with my spiritual development, my mediumship and my psychic development. It's just something that I need to do as a seven, and that we should all do, really. I'm here to focus my research through my intuition and use my research for my own needs, really, most importantly. But I can be too analytical and ignore my intuition, as I've said. Or some sevens can be totally spiritual and ignore the world and want to go and live in a tree somewhere away from the world. But of course, sevens have got to balance the two. And as a 7-11, I really had those strong feelings at times that I just wanted to get on a spaceship and get the hell out of here. So the Life Path 7 suggests that I can be an overthinker, be too analytical, and subordinate my intuition, or live in my intuition without meaningful contact with the world. So my 5 talent energy is extremely intuitive, and I can learn a lot by both my intuition and my research. That gives me some extra ability intuitively. The intuition is there within me. So I can use my 5 intuition when I'm researching my topics of interest. My 5 energy will assist me, hopefully, in balancing my learning and my analysis, which I try and do every day, and my intuition and my communion with my soul and my inner voice. And if what I research or some of what I research doesn't feel right, then it's not right and I don't use it. Everything that I put forward, all the wisdom that I use, it resonates with my soul. And if there's, you know, there's some elements of numerology that other numerologists do or focus on, it's not something that I feel resonates with me. So I try and walk that path. I am here to be a free thinker, and the 5 helps me there. I'm rebellious. I'm definitely a free thinker. I don't follow popular culture, never have done. It's not something that I find interesting. I've always been interested in looking beyond the veil. And this can make me feel different and out of place, but never lonely, really, because I just express my weirdness to others and I don't really care. And sometimes I hide it and just express a social front. And sensitive people do see that in me. They say, you know, you've got this social front and you get on with people, but there's a quiet intuitive underneath that likes to be on her own. And they're bang on, because that is true. But my other numbers give me that social front. So my life path 7 needs me to be a free thinker. My 5 energy makes me a free thinker and a rebel. I don't conform to social norms, and this is all going to be helpful to the 7, but might overbalance sometimes and get me into trouble. I might dress and think in a way that others find quirky. I'm the sort of person that doesn't really care a lot of the time, especially as I've got older. I don't really bother with makeup or, you know, trying to make myself look beautiful for others. You know, people take me as they find me, and that's developed over time. And you know then that your real friends are the ones that accept you as they find you. So my ability in socializing and communicating, my soul's wisdom, which I can and will do with others, help me to be different and proud, which actually is something that I express to others. I do feel, you know, this is, I'm different and proud. I don't have to. There's nothing cool about being like everyone else and doing the same as everybody else. You know, that's school stuff. That's like being part of a gang and like the popular group, you know, all doing the same thing and conforming. It's like the paradigm tries to train us to all be the same, and 7s aren't down with that. So it helps me to be different and proud, but not out of place. You know, I don't feel out of place. I celebrate my individuality, but I'm still connected to others. And that's something that I find easier than some other elements of my path. The ability to focus on something long enough to develop it. In early life, that was difficult because I was still looking at the world with the eyes of a child, and I hadn't really focused on my mastery yet as an expression 5. So my 7 says I struggled to focus, and in the early years of using my 5 talent, I might have struggled to focus. But then over time, I developed great potential to focus with discipline and mastery, especially as I'm a 1-4-5, which accentuates that even more because of the 4 and the 5 bringing me the ability to really focus. So over time, I was able to hone and focus and really focus on my numerology, but sometimes obsessively. Because at first I was very scattered in my passion for variation and looking at the world with the eyes of a child. And I had to focus on that specialism, you know, even to the point of boredom, which there never was any boredom in numerology. All the detail fascinates me. And there was never any boredom. There's never been any boredom. So that's a great thing for me. So to support my life path 7, I've got to focus on one intuitive spiritual subject, numerology. I'm also doing past life regression, psychic studies, and still doing peripherals. But numerology is my focus. And then use my communication skills to share my knowledge, which is, again, what I'm doing now. I need to develop my interdependence and not to be too like focused on what I want to do and doing everything on my own. And, you know, the 5 energy can be extremely self-sufficient and actually accentuate my independence and push me to push people away even more. But I can also swing, if I'm not careful, from independence to dependence because of risky actions and scattered, changeable decisions, which thankfully I haven't done too many of, and I haven't ruined my life too much with scattered, changeable, unthought out, risky actions, more as a child, to be honest. But I do have that ability to be both independent and dependent, and I am trying to focus that, bring that balance, because I do feel that I'm still a bit too independent, and, you know, I'm using my other half to ask for help more, you know, give him more jobs, delegate, ask for help in more ways than one, so I'm getting better. So I need to support my life path 7 by taking only intuitive and calculated risks to help me keep my independence and not do things that are going to make me dependent. assume a healthy sense of interdependence. You know, we all need each other. We're all one spiritual soul. You know, we need each other. But I've got to reconcile these sensitive emotions in the seven. And, you know, I'm a well of deep emotions. The five energy, though, is also very emotional. This is why I've struggled with my emotions, because my five talent number didn't really help with it too much. I may have to work harder to deal with my own emotions, and I can be argumentative and emotionally explosive. And in my past, very much so. I could be quite argumentative and very emotionally, but, you know, I'm getting better at that. I do that less and less, and lately, not at all. So lately, not at all. But that doesn't mean that the element of the dragon isn't still within me. So, but my five energy, I'm less likely to be aloof. A teenager I was, but I've developed that. My five talent has helped me develop past that. And I am more likely now, especially, to connect with others emotionally, because I'm using my two karmic numbers and I'm learning the importance of relationships. So I'm supporting my life path seven by trying to use my social skills to connect emotionally with other people and work on channeling my emotions more healthily and more calmly. And there's nothing that helps me with that more than working with very emotionally heightened young people who can call you all the names under the sun and pick up a table to throw at you. This is what helps any person to develop through experience emotional calm and balance by looking at the emotional explosions of others and trying to calm that emotion. And for the first time ever the other day, somebody said to me, "You're so mellow." No one's ever said that to me in my life. So that to me made me feel great, because it makes me feel that maybe I am developing my emotional sensitivity more and more as I get older. And that is something that I've held close to my heart. Nobody, I mean, I've been called many things in my lifetime, but mellow, never. I'm here to balance my alone and social time. So I need alone time, but at times I am at risk of isolating myself, but that's only when I'm feeling at my lowest, you know, and that was not lately. This was before I really used numerology to support my heart and support my emotional stability, as well as trying to make it my financial stability as well. But my five energy is extremely social, fun, loving and communicative, and it helps me to have that social time that I need. I'll find it easier, and always have done, to communicate with people, to be social, and less likely to pull away from others and isolate. But I've got to make sure I take that time alone then and don't spend too much time with others. And oh, I did a retreat over the last few days, and I was all day with other people and into the evening, and I was desperate to pull away on my own, even if it was just an hour, to decompress. And it really showed me that I need the balance of that alone, solitary time as well, and balance that with the social communication. So I'm an expression 1, 4, 5. So the 1 and the 4 makes me even more focused on my mastery. So I'm here. I have the ability to achieve personal freedom. Haven't got that yet, but I'm hopefully getting there from being totally committed to my numerology and my specialism, and even having peripherals, which I am doing as well in my psychic development, past life regression, sound healing. Oh, it's all so amazing. But my mastery is still numerology. I've learned from varied experience over time, and I have adapted a disciplined approach to achieve my goals, to get things done. I'm focused on the mastery of one subject to achieve freedom of choice, because that is my goal, to have a mastery that brings me personal freedom, and communicate my ideas to the world with, you know, immense skill and charisma. But, you know, I don't want to be big-headed here, but, you know, I'm here to express myself to the world with as much charisma as possible. And, you know, other people make the decision on just how much charisma is or isn't there when I speak to others. So of course I'm here to be a life path seven, to gain my own security, stability and safety emotionally and practically from being a seven, and express my sevenness and my passion to others. And my soul urge is a seven too, and that really helps me, because it makes me want to develop spiritually. So I like to put myself in situations that will develop my spirituality and my intuitive development, hence my in my retreat that I just went on that was really hard, and I really had to focus on trusting spirit and trusting my intuition and just say what I see. And oh my God, what an amazing experience. We're all psychic, you know, you just got to trust what you see and not overthink it. My desire for inner knowledge really supported my seven and progressed my spiritual growth and really helped me, you know. And I like to nurture and support others with my sevenness, because remember, the sub lessons are a bit different. I'm here to be a 3-4-7, but I'm a soul urge 1-6-7. So I actually love to nurture others with my wisdom, like those in my community, friends, family, and support others with my spiritual wisdom. And that's what I love best. I mean, I'm here to create a business, but I really, my love of it comes from nurturing people with my seven. But of course, I'm here to create some stability in that too. So, you know, I can still use my love of nurturing others as part of my business, which is what I do, and nurturing those around me as much as I can to bring spiritual change, to raise people's vibration, hopefully, by channeling and expressing my seven wisdom and the way I blend the numbers and my innovative ideas and truths. I really want to inspire others and heal others with that wisdom, because sometimes it's just a bit of wisdom that really helps someone move forward. I'm a maturity number 1, 2, 3, which helps with the part of my life path, which is about expressing my sevenness with heartfelt emotional self-expression. Well, I'm, you know, in my fourth pinnacle now. I'm definitely in the realms of my maturity number for the age that I am now. Late 40s. Anyway, so I'm developing and have developed more of that 3 talent, and the 3 is also my intensifier. So I've got a really strong 3 energy, which gives me this loopy, passionate self-expression that is my gain and my downfall. So I've got even more expressive with emotional sensitivity to inspire, inform and delight other people. And that's developed more and more over the last few years, hence my videos. I'm able to express myself with my words. Not so much with my art, really, but, you know, you've got to choose one medium to express yourself. And I think with my fiveness, words are the way to go. But some threes, they use their body. I mean, I love to dance. I love martial arts. I love all that. But it's more my words I use. With emotional passion and connection, sensitivity to inspire your audience, which is what I'm hoping to do, which is what I'm developing or have developed towards doing, to work hopefully skillfully alongside others. I'm still working alone a lot of the minute, so, you know, working alongside others is something I need to develop a bit more, whilst having the confidence, the leadership and the independence to be uniquely creative. But, you know, I've got quite a strong one in my chart. It's the energy of my first name. So it is something that I've developed, that kind of confidence, whether it's unfounded or not. It does help me to express things, whereas before I would not have expressed them. People see me as a 1-6-7, so that's a good thing. So they'll see me as a spiritual being. So hopefully that'll make them more likely to see me as that nurturing spiritual being that should be that her wisdom should be listened to. So having that personality of a spiritual person will help me push that seven energy forward, because if people don't see you as a spiritual person, you know, it's hard to express yourself or, you know, do your spirituality more and more. If people don't see you as spiritual, they're like, what are you talking about? You're not spiritual. But if your personality number is spiritual and wisdom filled, and people see you as somebody that's full of wisdom, that wants to nurture others, that has channeled information and wisdom to nurture others with their wisdom, they're more likely to go to you for support and pull that out of you even more. So my soul urge 7 and my personality 7, even though some might see that as an overbalance, it's really helped me to develop my sevenness, because my 5 talent energy can often take away from my 7 focus. So I hope you've enjoyed the video today. And before I forget, I'll also talk before I go about my karmic numbers. Now, I have three karmic numbers. The five, which is cancelled out by my five expression. So I've really dealt with the five karmic number. So this is a weakness. These are the energies that I haven't dealt with in previous lives yet. So I might be weaker in these energies. So I came with 5, 4, or 4, 5, and 8. Okay. Now the 4, I'm definitely developing that ability to focus and set goals. That's in my talent number. And I really have, I don't set specific goals and write them down and put time frames to them. Maybe I should, but I do achieve my goals and write to-do lists and make sure things get done. Like you request a video, it might take me 30,000 years, but it will get done. I write it down and I make sure I do things step by step. So I'm developing that 4. I've brought my karmic 5 as my expression number. And as you can see, I'm definitely developing and seem to be quite good at expressing the 5. Where I need to really focus, apart from obviously life path is more important and birthday number, but keep in mind that I have an 8 karmic number, and that can sometimes give me some of the difficult elements of the 8. Like I can have a difficult attitude towards money and see the government as money grabbers, or look at adverts and think, oh, you're just money grabbers, rah, rah, rah. And I can often see like the energy of the 8 is a tool that people can use for harm. And yes, they can, but it's something that I need, my attitude to money is something I need to develop past. I don't feel I need status, and I'm not obsessed with money. It's just a tool really. But I feel where my difficulty lays in the karmic 8, when I really analyze the detail, it's in my attitude to money. So that's something else I have to deal with. And of course my 7 mistrust can sometimes feed that, oh, you just want to take my money kind of attitude. People just want to, you know, the government just wants to make me poor, rah, rah, rah. And those kind of beliefs, yeah, people do want your money, but those kind of beliefs don't really make you, it's not positive, let's just put it that way. Anyway, so I'm going to love you and leave you now. I hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit more about me. Remember, if you want to be a numerologist yourself, I've got courses on Udemy that you can work through, a foundations course and a very long mastery course which shows you about blending the numbers. But I also have I'm writing a trilogy of books. 2 of them are already out. The 3rd is still in progress. So my first book, Remember Your Life Purpose, and these are all on Amazon, by the way. Remember Your Life Purpose breaks down the elements of the life path and your birthday number, so you can see side by side what your tasks are. Now, some of those tasks are going to clash. So you need to think, okay, my life path wants me to be like this, but my birthday number says bring in elements of the opposite. So what that's saying is, yeah, focus on this side, the life path side, but, you know, bring in elements of the other number. You know, don't be totally that number. It's like a hint. So it shows you your life path and your birthday number together to show you what your life purpose is. And then Remember Your Talents, the second book in my trilogy, takes the elements or the learning points of your life path and puts that with the expression number. So what are you going to find easy? You might struggle to focus in your life path, but if you've got an expression number that also is very scattered, that's going to be an element you're going to find more difficult. Or if you've got an expression number that's very good at being focused, you might not struggle with that element of your life path so much. And my third book is about how our heart drives us. You can be talented at something, but if you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it. So my third of my trilogy shows how the life path, elements of your life path, can be influenced by your motivation and your drive. You might be here to be spiritual, but if you don't want to be, you're going to struggle. But the knowledge of knowing that you might not want to be naturally will help you think, well, okay, I'm here to walk a spiritual path. I wouldn't naturally do that, but let's do it. So it shows you where your desire helps you and where your desire, your motivation sometimes holds you back. And that might need some developing as well. So the trilogy together shows you your whole chart. You know, I've got all the numbers that I work on in these 3 books. So you can use it to develop your own numerology or to read for others or just for your own personal interest. But anyway, this video is over an hour long. I apologize for the sound quality at the beginning. I completely forgot to switch the microphone, but I'm hoping the last part was actually more nicer for you to listen to. So I'm going to be doing another request video as well today. So watch this space, and I hope you've enjoyed getting to know me. See you soon.